In 2012, Colorado voters approved so-called retail marijuana stores. Still, most of the state's county sheriffs oppose the new rules. Shane Heap, the sheriff of Elbert County, says he's witnessed the negative impacts of legalizing marijuana firsthand.
We've seen a huge increase in the marijuana use in the schools. Our DUIDs have gone up significantly. That's driving under the influence of drugs.
Heap says he's also seen a jump in the number of people who fly into Denver from out of state just to purchase marijuana. They then illegally drive it back home with them. But even if pot users follow the law, Heap is conflicted about the effect of the state making marijuana sale legal.
We're allowing this to cross state lines. We know we're supposed to do it, but the laws are in direct conflict with each other, so there's not a good answer right now.
That's because the federal government still considers weed a Schedule I controlled substance, meaning that it has a high potential for abuse, even though it's legal in Colorado. That contradiction bothers Heap.
The most difficult problem that I have with it is when we take an oath in the sheriff, we say that we're going to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Colorado. Well, that's a pretty difficult thing to do when they're in direct opposition of each other.
And Heap isn't alone in his frustration. During a sheriff's conference held in Aspen last week, most of the sheriffs spoke against making weed legal, including Ken Putnam, a retired sheriff from Cheyenne County.
I voted against it. I'm not in favor of it. I don't think it's a good idea.
Putnam is based in the Eastern Plains, right next to Kansas. And before he became a sheriff, he worked as a state trooper for 11 years. Putnam says his experience has taught him to be wary of marijuana use.
When I was a trooper, we stopped some guys on I-70 one day. And I asked the passenger when the last time he smoked marijuana. He said, oh, a couple of days ago. I said, you know that crap will destroy your brain cells. And he says, yeah, but they'll grow back after a while. I said, no, not like fingernails. They don't grow back. When they're gone, they're gone. But that's the perception out there. That, well, if I get off of it for a while, I'll be just like I was before. That's not the way it is.
Cheyenne County has a moratorium on pot shops. So Putnam says he hasn't witnessed the impacts of making marijuana legal in his home county. Still, he thinks state lawmakers are sending the wrong message to younger generations.
It takes people's initiative away from them, I think. You know, they want to sit on the couch and eat Cheetos and watch a boob tube. And then there are exceptions. I know there are CEOs that have smoked marijuana and they're very successful in life, but it's not that way for everybody.
While most of the county sheriffs focused on the negative aspects of legalizing weed, one sheriff focused on finding solutions to potential unintended consequences. That's Aspen's own Pickens County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo. DeSalvo has offered his deputies to escort pot shop owners to banks if they need to deposit cash. Nearly all marijuana stores operate as cash-only businesses. That's because most banks won't loan the stores money. While no one has taken him up on the offer, the gesture ruffled feathers with many sheriffs, like Putnam and Heap.
I can relate to the fact that he's providing safety for his citizens. No, I don't.
Joe and I are good friends, and you know, and I understand what he's doing, but I wouldn't be willing to help with a money drop for a federally illegal activity.
Still, DeSalvo isn't bothered by other sheriffs.
Although 63 may disagree with me, I have to listen to the people of Pickens County. I take their ideas and their suggestions, the other sheriffs, but I don't need to implement them or necessarily want to in some cases. It's the will of the people. That's my direction.
In fact, Pickens County commissioners approved emergency measures in May that placed a moratorium on marijuana shops in the county. The new ordinance allows shops to renew their licenses and switch from medical marijuana shops to retail stores, but not without a public hearing first. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Dorothy Atkins.